Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, in baseball yesterday, Jaime Garcia pitched 8 innings and Alan Craig drove in 4 runs to lead the St. Louis Cardinals to a 10-1 win over the Milwaukee Brewers. That's the franchise's first 4-game sweep of the Brewers. Matt Holliday also homered for the Cardinals, who've won 6 straight, their most, since taking 8 in a row from July 11th through the 21st of 2010. It was the first time the Cards have won 4 in a row from the Brewers, who moved to the National League and have been in the Cardinals' division since the 1998 season. Garcia, who won his 3rd straight game, gave up 1 run on 8 hits. He had 3 strikeouts and only 1 walk as he improves to 4-1 on the season. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was Atlanta over New York 9-4, Washington beating Pittsburgh 6-2, Cincinnati down Chicago 7-4, Miami over Philadelphia 14-2, San Diego beat Arizona 5-1, and the Giants over the Dodgers 4-3. In the American League, Alex Gordon hit an RBI single with 2 outs in the 10th inning Sunday as the Kansas City Royals rallied past the Chicago White Sox by a score of 6-5. Billy Butler's 2-out, 2-run double in the 9th inning tied it for Kansas City. Lorenzo Cain led off the 10th with his 3rd hit and stole second with 1 out. With 2 outs, Chris Getz was intentionally walked and George Cotteris then walked on 5 pitches, loading the bases for Gordon. Gordon singled on the first pitch from rookie Brian Amoroso, who made his first appearance since he was called up on Wednesday. Greg Holland worked a perfect 10th inning to grab the save for the Royals. Elsewhere in the American League Sunday, it was Minnesota over Cleveland 4-2. Oakland beat the Yankees 5-4. Toronto over Seattle 10-2. Texas edging Boston 4-3. Baltimore doubled up the LA Angels 8-4. Detroit shut out Houston 9-0. In interleague action, it was Tampa Bay beating Colorado 8-3. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, the Iowa Cubs split a pair with Oklahoma City. The Cubs winning 5-2 in the opener. Oklahoma City in 10 innings, 4-3 over the Cubs in the nightcap. Omaha also a 10-inning winner as they beat Memphis 2-1 yesterday. Memphis at Omaha again today. That's just going to start just after noon today. Also this afternoon, Iowa hosting Oklahoma City. In racing yesterday, David Ragan used a sweeping last lap pass in overtime to pull off a huge upset victory at Talladega Super Speedway. He got a push from teammate David Gilliland to surge past Carl Edwards to the front. Ragan and Gilliland held on for a 1-2 finish for Front Row Motorsports. It came at the end of a race that took 7 hours to complete after rain stopped it for more than 3.5 hours midway through the event. With darkness quickly closing in, contact between Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and J.J. Yelly triggered a frightening crash that sent Kurt Busch's car airborne and on top of Ryan Newman's car. NASCAR sent the race into overtime for one attempt at a green-white checkered finish. In a little more than a month, the Iowa Speedway will host the first of 5 racing weekends, and it will be capped off on June 8th by the DuPont Pioneer 250, the first of 2 NASCAR Nationwide Series events this season. Spokesman Craig Armstrong says Iowa Speedway officials requested the race be moved from May to June for this season to get it away from graduation time. The IndyCar Series returns for the 7th straight year with the running of the Iowa Corn Indy 250. That's scheduled for June 23rd. The season begins a little later and will end a little earlier this year. The final race, a NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race, is set for September 8th. The Nationwide Series will return on August 3rd. That's the U.S. Cellular 250. I'll have more sports after this time out.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In the NBA playoffs Sunday, the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Indiana Pacers opened their NBA Conference semifinal series with wins. Kevin Durant scored 35 points and hit a pair of jumpers in the final minute, lifting the Thunder to a 93-91 victory over the Grizzlies. Kevin Martin added 25 points for the Thunder, who trailed by 9 entering the fourth quarter and closed on a 6-1 run over the final 68 seconds. Game 2 is Tuesday night in Oklahoma City. The Pacers were 102-95 winners over the Knicks in New York as David West scored 20 points and Paul George added 19. DJ Augustine had 16 points and helped Indiana build a 16-point lead while Carmelo Anthony was on the bench in foul trouble during the third quarter. The Pacers were able to coast to victory after outscoring the Knicks 59-38 across the middle two quarters of that contest. The Miami Heat forward LeBron James is the NBA's most valuable player for the second straight year and the fourth time in his career. James fell one vote shy of being a unanimous choice, taking 120 of 121 first-place votes. Knicks forward Carmelo Anthony grabbed the other but finished third in the balloting behind Kevin Durant of Oklahoma City. Veteran NBA coach P.J. Carlissimo, who took over as interim coach of the Brooklyn Nets in December and led the team to a record of 49-33 and a spot in the playoffs, was fired. That wasn't enough to keep his job. General manager Billy King says Carlissimo will not return as the coach. The Nets were eliminated from postseason play in Game 7 of their first-round series with Chicago over the weekend. In the NHL playoffs, the number one seeds in the Stanley Cup had themselves up 2-1 in the conference quarterfinals after Pittsburgh's win and Chicago's loss. Chris Kunitz scored a power play goal 8:34 into overtime to give the Penguins a 5-4 victory over the New York Islanders. The Pens erased an early 2-0 deficit and blew a 4-2 lead before Kunitz notched his second power play goal of the afternoon off a feed from Sidney Crosby, who had 3 assists. Game 4 is Tuesday on Long Island. Minnesota beat the visiting Blackhawks 3-2 on Jason Zucker's goal at 2:15 of overtime. Zach Parise put the Wild ahead 2-1 early in the third period, and the score stood up until Duncan Keith tallied with 2:46 left in regulation. Game 4 is set for Tuesday in Minnesota. A goaltending change couldn't prevent Vancouver from falling behind 3-0 in its conference quarterfinal series with San Jose. Joe Pavelski and Logan Couture each scored twice and combined for 7 points as the Sharks dumped the Canucks 5-2 in San Jose. The Sharks can sweep the series at home on Tuesday. Ottawa has a 2-1 series lead after Jean-Gabriel Pageau and Craig Anderson led them to a 6-1 win over Montreal. Pageau scored his first 3 postseason goals to back Anderson, who stopped 33 shots and played his best while the score was close. The game featured a brawl that led to 8 game misconducts. The teams combined for 232 penalty minutes and a total of 9 game misconduct penalties. Game 4 is set for Tuesday at Ottawa. And in golf over the weekend, rookie Derek Ernst parred the first playoff hole to defeat David Lynn and win the PGA's Wells Fargo Championship in Charlotte. Both players closed with 2-under-70s for an 8-under total. That was one shot ahead of third-round co-leader Phil Mickelson. Mickelson signed for a 73 following bogeys on 16 and 17 in the final round. On the ladies' side, Christy Kerr made a short par putt on the second hole of sudden death to win the LPGA's Kingsmill Championship for the third time. Kerr fired a 2-under-69 for a 12-under total, tying Suzanne Pedersen to close with a 4-under-67. And Esteban Toledo celebrated Cinco de Mayo by becoming the first Mexican-born winner in Champions Tour history. He beat Mike Gudas with a par on the third hole of a playoff to take the Insperity Championship, his 9th start in the 50-and-over tour. Toledo eagled in the opening hole and then finished with a 5-under-67, matching Gudas and Gene Sowers, who each shot 6-under. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.